Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Malzie's clone, the love child of Malzie and Joe Block, the 23rd head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He introduced himself to Pittsburgh today in the hustle and bustle of high times in Pittsburgh sports. We've had some lean times lately. Right now, it is at an apex. Aaron Rodgers is here in the circus. The U.S. Open begins tomorrow. Practice rounds. Malzie was there. Malzie was a mini celebrity at Oakmont. Malzie had Mike Tirico come up to him and say, Malzie, it is an honor to finally meet a man that is the longest tenured afternoon sports drive host in all of America. That kind of happened. Sort of
a loose way of telling the story of what happened.
Andrew McCutchen has just passed Roberto Clemente on the all-time Pirates home run list, which is pretty cool. So we've got a ton going on. I want to start with the comments from Muse there because I think it ties into the Steelers, too. He's talking about setting the agenda for this team as the next head coach, his era as head coach, and he labels it, quote, a period of transition. You know what we don't hear thrown around anymore at Penguins headquarters? Winning a Stanley Cup right now. And guess what? I'm giving them kudos for that. This is a kudos moment for me.
Those are hard to come by.
They get it.
Well, they got it a while ago, Pony, and they're just now publicly saying that they get it.
I believe, and we'll take some calls on this to start at 412-928-9370. I think the Penguins are closer to winning a playoff series than the Steelers are to winning a playoff game. Because I think the Penguins have their heart and minds now are in the right place. Dubas said this when he talked before Muse was hired. They're trying to build a contender. Yes, they have a weirdly put together roster because there's Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, Erik Karlsson, Brian Rust. And then you have these young guys that are coming up through the system. But Kyle Dubas and Dan Muse today were talking like Rome is not built in a day. He won't put a time frame on winning. These aren't the Pittsburgh Penguins we're used to talking about or hearing from in the Sidney Crosby era. Whereas the Steelers are dead set on, can we just get in? Let's try to build a team that's like the 10th or 11th best team in football. And if we can do that, give us a chip in a chair in the NFL playoffs, and maybe we'll be able to shock the world, get lucky, a quarterback gets hurt, or, you know, the sun shines on a dog's ass once, and we somehow beat Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson. That's their plan. That's a sucky plan. The Penguins have to execute the plan, but I like the state of the Penguins better than I like the state of the Steelers right now, Chris.
I think the Penguins have a more realistic outlook on where they stand relative to their peers, but that doesn't mean I necessarily think they have a better chance to win in the playoffs before the Steelers, because they have to win 4 times as many games to actually win a playoff series, and the NFL does have enough injuries that the situation you just described can absolutely happen, and has happened, where a team just either has a great day on the right day or the other team's quarterback goes down with an injury and it completely changes the calculus. But
they don't have really better odds of that than everybody else. They could be beset by the bad injury luck. They could lose T.J. Watt. They could lose Aaron Rodgers.
What losing T.J. Watt do for them, really?
Well, their win-loss record when he doesn't play is horrible.
But in the play, we're talking about a playoff win, you're saying. Yeah, what would losing T.J. Watt do in the playoffs? They've lost him in games that he's actually shown up and played.
Correct. They've given up on average 41 points per game in those situations.
I just think that like it's still easier when you play the numbers game for the Steelers to win, but I think if your point is overall that the Penguins, at least from a prospect point, seem to have come to grips with their reality and are at least trying to exist within that new reality, I think that that's true. I think that's right. And what I would hope is that despite them avoiding the rebuild word or avoiding things like what Dan Muse just said right there and laying out sort of the this is a period of transition in explicit terms, I would hope that on some level they've been doing this behind the scenes and sort of setting up chairs behind the scenes for a while towards this end. I would hope that they just didn't suddenly come in like the last month plus to the realization that this just isn't workable anymore.
No, I think that Dubas has thought that way probably since the first year ended, but in some ways he's been stuck between a rock and a hard place. Now it's a rock and a hard place of his own doing because he made the Erik Karlsson trade, the Ryan Graves signing, and the Tristan Jarry signing, so he made his situation worse, but he's at least got a shovel trying to dig out of it. The Steelers are in it, and they're like, we're cool with it.
Well, I think because the Penguins are not run by some sort of owner that we all can like pinpoint. I still always forget the guy's name who's the centerpiece there. The ownership group there just wants to make money. Art Rooney still is the guy who thinks like if we do it our way, if we do it Mike's way, we can have anything happen in a one game tournament.
Smart football fans, smart sports fans, all say the same thing. The worst place to be is the middle. The Steelers are consistently trying to cobble together a team that's slightly better than the middle. It's not a realistic contender. When I say the Penguins are closer to winning a playoff series, it's because I think they've got a better plan to become a contender than the Steelers do. Now, the Steelers might, I think it's possible this year, they might trip and fall and get there by accident because Aaron Rodgers stinks and they have their first losing season with Mike Tomlin, but it's not their like secret goal. That's not their actual plan.
It would be a complete happy accident.
You know what I think the Penguins' tacit plan is? I think the Penguins' tacit plan is to like have one of the worst records in the NHL this year and see if the lottery ball goes their way again and they get the McKenna kid who's like considered the next great prospect. I think that that's what they're trying to do.
Pretty smart.
And I applaud. Yes, I applaud
them for it.
Strategy
when that's defined your franchise since before I was born and I am 40 years old. Winning the lottery two times has given them a generation each time of greatness, relevance, and sold-out buildings for the most part because people love the style of hockey.
With the two teams we're talking about, everything good has come from something bad. They got Joe Green, Terry Bradshaw, and Franco Harris because they sucked. The Penguins got Mario, and then they got Sid, Gino, Fleury, and Stahl because they sucked. It pays to lose. The Penguins finally get that. The Steelers don't get that. You know I have a very soft spot for Nick Wright because he's one of my best friends. So I have a clip from Nick from his podcast. Now, I'm very biased because I love Nick. I want you two guys to spot the lies in this take from him on the way the Steelers went about their business for 2025.
I think Pittsburgh made a mistake. I know Steeler fans probably are not going to want to hear this. I would have actually gone the opposite, and I would have started fresh, so to speak. Would not have traded for DK Metcalf. I still would have traded away George Pickens. I would not give TJ Watt a new contract. I think you could get a first-round pick and something for TJ Watt. Probably would have said Mason Rudolph, take the reins, buddy. And I would have gone into next year with multiple first-round picks, multiple second-round picks, my own bad pick because I'm a team that doesn't have TJ Watt or George Pickens or DK Metcalf and Mason Rudolph is my starting quarterback. And I would say we're having a 1 year reset and we're cleaning all our books up. We're getting young. We're going to crush the draft and we're going to have a franchise quarterback. I think they are going to give TJ Watt a new contract and they signed Aaron Rodgers. Fingers crossed, hope against hope, we can go 11-8, sneak into the playoffs, win a playoff game, lose in round two. The goal is to break this damn near decade long streak of not winning a playoff game.
So what did he get wrong?
They wouldn't get a first in something else for Watt.
Yeah, so there's like a couple of like details there, like specifics
broad,
that I think.
Broad strokes are what you played that for, and broad strokes are correct. They should try to do all that. The thing I would ask Nick, because I think I know where he stands on this, because generally I've heard him browbeat you about this and tell you that you're wrong and you guys argue about it like two best friends who spent their entire lives together arguing about sports takes. I would imagine Nick feels that Mike is still the right guy to take
control of that process. He has Mike as a top five head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome if they were to do all that stuff, or if they had done all that stuff, if they were to trade TJ Watt. Like, it would show this bold new direction they were willing to take for 1 year in service of the greater good of the franchise. There's no reason, given Mike's post-Ben track record, to think that he would say, draft the quarterback that he and the general manager and the owner all thought was the best choice, because they'd probably have access to that guy at that point.
The only thing missing there
was... There's no situation where they draft that player like Sellers or Nussmeier, and then Mike says, all right, Rook, I'm going to trust you. Let's grow together here.
The only thing that I think was missing in there is if he had included trading Tomlin to like the Bears in this offseason.
But he doesn't feel the same way about Mike that you do, because Nick is technically, despite his close connections with you,
Donnie,
a national voice.
React,
nationally, people feel one kind of way about
react
him.
To that in, just the directions of both the hockey team and the football team here, if you will.
I mean, in terms of what Nick said, yeah, besides some little details in there, that's the plan that I wanted them to go by as well. I mean, that was the reason why I was pounding the Rudolph drum. It wasn't that I thought Mason Rudolph would have some heroic season and take the Steelers back to heights that they haven't seen in a
while. How about him saying this is not what Steelers fans want to hear? They don't want to hear that they should take a 1 year reset and take a step backwards. I don't think he's right about that.
I do still think it's split at best. Like, I don't think...
fans want to go 11-8?
I think fans, when they're in the heat of the moment, they want the team to compete, and that's what the Steelers always do.
But we're not in the heat of the moment right now. We're in June. I agree with him in September when the games start, but I think right now is a different story.
But what matters is what he said, because right now it's very easy for a lot of people out there to listen and say, yeah, man, I'm glad Nick's talking sense. This team should abandon this ridiculous pursuit of a playoff win, because even that's hard to come by. And then, Donnie is laying out, get those people in the stadium with, three or four IC light pounders in them, and they're screaming their heads off.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, I think the people out there are of two minds. It's just very hard. Let me put it this way. It's very hard to be a fan of a team that's been good for your whole life. If you're, 25, you've really never seen bad football that you saw and recognized while you were watching it, and say, intellectually and emotionally, I am prepared for my team to be horrible for a year in service of the idea that they'll be better.
412-928-9370. Let's come back with calls. You have the head coach of the Penguins saying today the team is in a period of transition. He's not going to put any time frame on winning. The Penguins are admitting that they are rebuilding. The Steelers are not. Should the Steelers have adapted that plan this offseason? Is going with Aaron Rodgers the wrong move?
You have guys in different places in their careers, and that's very clear. My job coming in here is going to be to help maximize each person, help each person work towards what their highest level can be right now. And that's going to be my focus. It's going to be a day-to-day approach. It has to be. For me to put a time frame, for us to put anything other than that, it's going to be about coming in, putting in the work, having a plan for each individual, having a plan to work for the collective group, attacking it starting in day one of training camp, and then building it. That's all you can do.
Looks like Mulsey, sounds like Rocky Balboa. Dan Muse trying to make it work with Sid and Gino.
I don't hear the
You
Rocky,
don't hear it?
No.
Donnie, you hear it?
He sounds like a hockey guy.
Hey,
like,
I didn't hear as hey, much hey, there,
hey, boo.
But he does. Sid, I was Gino. Going to ask, do all hockey coaches just sound the same?
Yeah, he just sounds like a hockey coach.
He sounds a little bit different than Mike Sullivan did.
Hey, no Rock. Boston accent.
Hey, age.
No, he doesn't. No, he's not.
Yo, Sidney!
No, he doesn't sound like that. He does sound like a hockey coach, Donnie. I know exactly what you mean, though. He chooses words, kind of.
He chooses words. What a take.
You know who he sounds like? The other famous chewer of words, James Franklin.
I don't hear it.
You get him in James Franklin room. Gun Akron or something.
Oh,
like he's
God.
Just like has that like weird kind of nerdy I'm over enunciating thing.
Tyler Kennedy's gonna react to the comments made by the Penguins new head coach in about 15 minutes. Right now we have Jeff in Uniontown. Hello, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff, good afternoon.
What's that, Jeff?
Jeff, can you hear us? You're in Fayette County.
Hi,
hey,
Jeff.
Hey, there you are.
What up,
hey.
Jeff? Hi.
Listen, man, I was born in 1970.
Cool. I was born in 1986. Donnie, when were you born?
1995.
Malzy, when were you born?
1985.
All right, so we got two 80s kids, a 90s kid, and a guy that was born in 1970.
Yeah, and I was a kid growing up watching them win.
Who's them?
And then through the
Steelers.
80s.
Yeah.
The Steelers, okay. I'm sorry. And through the 80s, we had Bubby Brister, Mark Malone, who else?
Yeah, and then in 92, they moved on from Knoll, and Bill Cowher became the head coach, and he was coach of the year, and they lost to Buffalo in the playoffs, and we can go, do you want to just do a whole oral history?
Barry Foster, that was great.
Of the Steelers, then in 94, they had the horrible, heartbreaking AFC Championship game, lost to San Diego. The next year, they went to the Super Bowl, they lost to Dallas. 96, they took a little step back. 97, they ended up losing to Denver
in
the AFC Championship game. Then they went 3 years, 98, 99, 2000, didn't make the playoffs. People thought about
Cordell's
Bill Cowher maybe getting fired. Exactly, he got MVP votes.
Kevin Colbert taken over by that point.
Tommy Maddox took over as quarterback. Where are we going with this, Jeff? You want to just do the whole history of the team?
That would be
sick. No, I don't want to do the whole history of the team, but God dang, you guys are good at it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Tony's watched every video and read every book about it. So what are your thoughts as a man who grew up watching this team
win? What were you calling in to say?
I'm calling in to say that I think Rodgers might do something good.
What is your definition of something good?
I it depends on who they get.
Who they get? It's June 11th.
They're going to get one more guy.
They're going to get Alan Lazard most likely.
It's
he
June 11th,
Rogers
Jeff.
Everywhere.
It ain't the NFL draft happened 2 months ago. Free agency was in March.
I watched it.
So did I. They took Derek Harmon, and the coach has already said he's going to be a starter day one. And the running back in the second round.
Said it.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for clarifying there.
So I'm just watching J.J. Spawn miss putts by 12 feet on the Oakmont practice green on TV.
I'm looking at this guy who Hannah Mears is talking to who caught the McCutcheon home run ball.
Yep.
Why does he kind of look like a mix of Starkey and Cook?
He does.
It is unbelievable. Jim Colasar.
He's like the way he was sitting.
This is an all-time Malzy bit. Well, we'll save it for later. We'll get into the Malzy bit with this ball because there's going to be a bit with it. I know there is.
A bit?
Oh, there's always a bit with these things.
You're accusing me of being a guy who stoops to bits?
Yeah, there's going to be bit radio here.
Kibbles and bits, huh? Interesting, Donnie. This is quite the accusation.
I think something good will happen.
They've got to get a guy.
Making the playoffs isn't something good anymore. No, and here comes the people texting in. You sound like a spoiled Steelers fan. Yeah, when I sit down wild card weekend and watch them get their heads caved in by 3 touchdowns in the first half, I don't feel like I'm living on the hog or high on the hog or whatever the hell the expression is. I just don't. It's repetitive. It's boring. We've seen it time and time again. I want something different. How do you get something different? Well, sometimes you have to suck a little, but you have to sacrifice something to get something. So that's what I would have done. They don't want to do that because they're stuck in this world where they dilute themselves into thinking every year they might be able to shock the world. That's stupid. That's not smart. That's something fans are supposed to do on the outside, not the people that actually put the team together. They're supposed to be more realistic about it.
I just think that like a lot of the people who would say, come on, guys, it's still a playoff berth. They might feel some kind of way about it if it happens. Like you get to the playoffs, you're in that week, you're getting ready for
that
game.
Yeah, it's fun all week. You know what happened this past January, Chris? We sat here.
Monday.
We took calls for days.
Monday
the Ravens are
going to
lose. They own the Ravens. They're going to beat the Ravens. And then the game happened and everyone freaks out and says, fire Tomlin. They'll never win with him again. And then 6 months later, they're back on the bandwagon. Actually, they can win with this head coach and this ancient quarterback. It's crazy. Is it glue that they sniff? Is it ayahuasca? What did Starkey call it? Ayahuasca? What is it? Hopium, as you like to call it? Is that the drug of choice? Hopium.
You good?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'll go back to Oakmont. You can do the show.
Well, now you're bragging again because you were recognized and you wanted
no,
Mike
now
Tirico
I'm
to talk.
Directly trolling you.
Trolling what?
I was just going to finish a thought, but you just what
was
very fired up. It was exactly what you said, so it was better that you said it. Just take the rate.
I mean, Donnie, are you going to do that again this year? Are you going to actually get to, am I going to see a tweet from you on like September
5th? Wait, hold on. Is Donnie going to do it? You're going to do it if
no,
they
I'm
make
not.
The playoffs. Yes,
No. I'm not talking about the playoffs. Hold on. I'm saying, is it going to be like the eve of the season and Donnie's going to be like, you know what? I can actually see this team winning 12 games now and doing damage in the playoffs.
I already put my ceiling at 11. It's not getting raised up another floor for Alan Lazard. I think 11 is plenty optimistic.
What's your ceiling, Malzie? I don't think I've asked you that.
You have. 11-6.
You really think they could win 11 games?
When you say ceiling, I take it very literally. That's if everything goes right. That's probably another year where they don't see Lamar Jackson twice in the year. Maybe Burrow gets dinged. Like every
Oh, so you take it
way.
To the actual like extreme.
True extreme.
Yeah.
Now their floor is 9-8 because the entire team could get cholera.
How about
they would they would recruit 53 new players and Tomlin would somehow have them at 9-8.
When you run all your simulations, what record do you come out with?
Probably 9-8.
9-8.
Yeah. Because I still think they're going to run into a Bengals team that's probably going to beat them at least once and maybe twice. I would say no better than 1-1 against the Ravens. They're not going to go better than 3-3 in the division. That's
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My prediction.
It became clear that he was somebody that was going to be extraordinarily well suited to develop all of our players, not just our young players, but all of them. What I mean by that is that when you look at his track record and then you speak to the players that he's worked with, whether they were in junior or at the U.S. A national team development program or with the Rangers most recently, whether they were a young player coming into the league or a veteran player that was continuing to try to find their way or stay in the league, Dan had made a strong impact on them. And obviously we have all those sorts of players here in Pittsburgh.
Kyle Dubas on the man he hired, Dan Muse, who was introduced today at a press conference at PPG Paints Arena. It's no longer about maximizing Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, that window. It's about developing every player on the roster. It's a huge shift, and I think it's the right one. Now it comes down to Dubas and Muse being able to execute that plan. Penguin Stanley Cup champ Tyler Kennedy joins us right now, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Tyler, let me ask you a question about Dubas here. If there was a genie that popped out of a bottle and said, I can grant one of these wishes for you in 2026, Kyle, you guys are either the second wild card and you backdoor your way into the playoffs, or you finish with one of the third worst records in the NHL and you have a real shot of drafting the McKenna kid who's coming out of juniors. Which one do you think he'd pick?
That's a tough question, but I think it's making the playoffs.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, like, Chris? I think it's the McKenna kid. I think it's a crack at the generational player and not just being a team that gets 92 points and has to play, you know, the Florida Panthers in the first round of the playoffs.
The whole truth serum thing, if you could give Kyle Dubas truth serum. I know that you guys who are inside on the game, whether you played the game or whether you are a GM like he is, always believe in like the team that you've assembled or, in your case, your teammates. I got to believe, though, if this McKenna kid is as good as he is supposed to be, that deep down Dubas says, man, this would make my job a lot easier if my job is to win with that kid versus without that kid.
Yes, I totally agree. Like, if you can get that kid, but I compare him, like, the numbers he's putting up, it's kind of like Bedard, right?
Yep.
He was a guy that puts up big numbers, plays junior hockey, and is expected to do that in the pro level. And you're hoping he's going to do that. Just like Bedard, you're hoping he's going to be the guy that you can build an organization around. And there's a lot of hope there. But would it help, you know, get the Penguins in the right direction in 4 or 5 years down the road? Yeah, 100%. But if we don't make the playoffs after next year and the year after, like, it's going to be a tough sell, not only getting a first rounder, but getting anyone to Pittsburgh. And I think we have to start thinking about that. We need to be able to be like, no, we're back in the playoff picture. Now we're going to start trying to win in the playoffs. I think it's easier to sell the Pittsburgh Penguins organization when you can start saying, yes, we're in the picture of being a playoff team. Now we just got to learn and add a couple more pieces to kind of make that final push to get deep into the playoffs. But again, if they don't win the next 3 or 4 years in getting into playoffs, it's going to be a tough sell to bring players, free agents here. Like, when you think of Long Island, teams like that, teams that don't really make the playoffs, like, it's tough to get players there, and it's tough to change the culture when no one wants to play there. So I do think getting into playoffs sooner than later means a lot to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Muse called them a team that was in a, quote, period of transition going into this next season. So do you think he's under the impression that they're going to make trades and free agent signings with the playoffs this year being the goal, Tyler?
I think so. I think before he signed here, I think he's asking Kyle Dubas, like, well, what are you trying to bring here? What are you trying to add to this team so we do better, so we do add those extra 4 to 6, 8 points to get us into the playoffs? I think he's adding those players, and I think now it's more clear than ever where the Pittsburgh Penguins are at and what they have.
So do you think they're close then?
To making the playoffs?
No, to being a contender.
No.
No.
But I think they're close to getting into playoffs. When you think the last 2 to 3 years, they haven't been that far out. And I think if they add a top six, a bottom six, I think they have to figure out their goalie situation. I think they're sitting pretty good.
Interesting.
To getting into the playoffs. You don't think they are? They're only 4 or 5 points out now, or last year. And
I think on paper, they're one of the five worst.
Really tough year.
Yeah, I think
they went through a real tough year last year.
I know.
Let's start talking honest. Like, last year was a real tough year for the Pittsburgh Penguins with the goalie situation.
Yep.
You know, the defense. I think some veteran guys had down years, obviously not Sidney Crosby. Some other guys didn't have great years. I think it was a tough year for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I think when they go home this summer, I think they have a lot of reflecting to do of how they can get better and how they can get this on the right track. Because it's got to happen again sooner than later.
Give me, before we run, give me a name you'd add and a name you'd subtract in order to get to the place you're talking about.
That's, you know, I'm looking for more of a guy like Sam Bennett
than
a Mitch Marner. A guy I would subtract. I don't know who I'd subtract. I just know he's.
What would you do with Chris Letang?
I don't think you can move him, Chris, because the heart thing.
I know you can't. I know you can't move him. But what about
Stanley Cups?
What about knocking him down to third pairing? He struggled last year.
Third pairing.
Josh Yeovil wrote something exactly like that, that they might have to consider cutting his minutes back, even though they don't have somebody well-positioned to take them, because he just wasn't that
good. That's
the
issue, though. There's nobody to take his spot. Third pairing.
Yeah, you think Carlson is better than Chris Letang?
I don't.
They might have the worst defense corps in the entire league.
That's why I'm saying they're one of the worst teams in the league.
That's another issue. But to put Chris Letang, I think we need to start building Chris Letang up instead of forgetting what he did for the Pittsburgh Penguins. This guy's a 3-time Stanley Cup winner, a guy that's been pretty much the head back there for a number of years.
He's had two strokes.
And I think bringing Carlson in affected Chris Letang's mojo. I think it affected where he was placed in the defensive lineup. I think we need to get a guy in here to build Chris.
How about subtract Carlson then from the lineup?
There you go. There might be your subtraction there, TK.
Hey, Yeah, I'd drive
him to the airport, wouldn't you?
You know what? If you can rein him in, the thing is, you need to put some reins on this guy and be like, hey, if you do this, you're not going to play.
If you could get Pony to stop making bad predictions, you'd really have something.
I know,
Tyler.
This has gone on for more than 10 years with the guy. I just don't think all of a sudden you make Ray Bourque a stay-at-home defenseman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but has anyone sat him? Has anyone, like, maybe grabbed him in the dressing room and, like, give him a little shake in the dressing room?
I don't know. I'd love to see it, though.
Don't you think it's tough to do when a guy is making so much money and has so many individual accolades? I mean, I just feel like that's hard. Hard to do.
Yeah, but, you know, there's three guys in there that have the biggest accolades with the Stanley Cup, and that's Chris Letang, Sidney Crosby, and Evgeny Malkin. And when they speak, no matter what team, what level, they all get respect, especially Sidney Crosby. So I think someone's got to make sure he doesn't have the year he had last year, because that wasn't a great year. He was still trying to find his place in the Pittsburgh Penguins. Yes, did he have some great stretches? Yeah, everyone. I used to have great stretches where I thought I was going to get 40 goals.
Yeah,
but
don't
then
tell
reality
Crowley that.
Came in.
Hey, we got to run, Tyler. Thanks so much, brother.
Thanks,
see you,
boys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.